Wow, 3 hours really went by fast. We got one more to go. This is Bob Dacey, substituting for Alex Jones. Today, this 30th day of January 2009, on the Alex Jones Show on the Genesis Communications Radio Network. This show is the tip of the spear in the fight against the New World Order, and there's no question about it. Speaking of the tip of the spear, I have one of Alex Jones' writers in studio with me right now, Kurt Nemo. Just met him a little while ago. I admire your work, Kurt. I've read a whole bunch of your articles, and I've learned to respect what you have to say. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Thanks, Bob. Good to be here.
Well, I think we're going to open it up to some potpourri. We're going to put out the number for phone calls. That number, if you want to participate in this, is 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. If you want to participate in this thing, if you want to ask Kurt Nemo some questions or whatever you want to do, it's fine with me. Kurt, what have you been working on lately?
Well, I'm down here in Austin to work on the website. We've been making some changes with Prison Planet TV and just getting up to speed and seeing the new facility.
How did you end up getting involved with Alex to begin with?
I listened to his radio show about 4 years ago, and I did a political blog at the time. And one thing led to another, and the next thing I know, I was working for the guy.
How many articles do you think you've written for InfoWars.com?
Oh, gosh, hundreds.
Hundreds.
Hundreds. I don't really keep track, so I don't know exactly.
Do you have any particular things that you're most interested in right now, things that you're working on that you want to talk about?
Well, lately we've been covering Obama and the Obama administration.
Obama?
Yeah, and it kind of dovetails with Alex's latest film.
Obama? Wait. I got an article right here. I am thrilled to death you said that. I got an Obama section right here in front of me. This is from the American Statesman the other day. Obama vows to achieve energy independence. Here's a quote from him. It will be the policy of my administration to reverse our dependence on foreign oil. Wait a minute. Kurt, didn't he want to make sure we don't do any domestic exploration and drilling and stuff?
Yeah, it's kind of a contradiction.
So tell me, sir, how do you reduce our dependence on foreign oil if you don't let us produce domestic oil?
Well, possibly we'll be using less oil in general.
Oh, you mean possibly our standard of living is going to have to crater? Is that what you think this might be what he's saying?
Absolutely.
I think that's exactly what he's saying. Look, ladies and gentlemen, y'all aren't stupid. The fact that you listen to the Alex Jones Show means you're not stupid. Figure it out. If they won't allow the Alaska stuff to come online, if they won't go up to Gull Island, where Lindsey Williams says there's more oil than under all of Saudi Arabia, if they won't, and natural gas just pouring out of the ground, they got to drive it back in with pumps all the time. If they won't let us do that, and Obama's going to keep all that stuff away from us, then how in the world is this clown going to reduce our dependence on foreign oil? There's only one other way, ladies and gentlemen, and that is to take our standard of living and flush it down the toilet.
Right. Well, that's part of the banker agenda. I mean, that's what the climate change thing's all about, is reducing our standard of living.
That's right. But you know, another way to reduce things is to kill people.
Mm.
I have an article here that Obama is planning a $1 billion bailout for the abortion industry.
Right.
Let me see this. Last week, let me read this. This is from onenewsnow.com about a couple of weeks ago. Last week, the Obama-Biden Transition Project posted a report on its website that calls for the dramatic policy reversals on abortion, including a $1 billion in taxpayer money for international abortion groups like Planned Parenthood. All right, so there you have it. No, another. Just kill more people, and they won't be using resources.
Right. Well, we've got a bunch of eugenicists running the country, so there you go.
Hey, that's change, isn't it? All right. Well, right after the break, we'll be back here on the Alex Jones Show with Kurt Nemo. This is Bob Dacey, and hang on in there. We're going to take some phone calls.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. Well, who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you one of the millions of sinus and allergy sufferers? Is your nose stuffed up? Do you experience sinus headaches, allergy symptoms, infections, or post-nasal drip? Does your treatment improve your body's disease-fighting function, or are you simply treating the symptoms? The Sinu Plus Elite Advanced Sinus Irrigation System effectively cleanses your sinuses and upper airways of all fungi, bacteria, and pathogens, and clears your sinuses gently and pleasantly. Recommended by leading physicians and healthcare professionals for sinus and allergy symptoms, the Sinu Pulse Elite Advanced Sinus Irrigation System is a natural, very gentle, and soothing drug-free device to relieve symptoms caused by sinus infections, allergies, and the common cold, including post-nasal drip, cough, congestion, sinus headaches, and irritated nasal passages. SinuPulse is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back on the Alex Jones Show. This is Bob Dacey substituting for Alex Jones. And in studio, we have Kurt Nimmo. And we were discussing Kurt Nimmo's interest in our new President Obama. And I was making a comment that one of the first things he's done, actually, I'm looking at an article from another writer for Infowars.com and for PrisonPlanet.com, Paul Joseph Watson. He wrote this a few days ago. Obama's first act is taxpayer money to fund abortions of black babies. How do you like that change, y'all? First sentence, the sickest irony amidst the euphoria of the inauguration of America's first black president is that one of Obama's very first actions in office will be to ensure that millions more black babies are aborted in third world countries with American taxpayers picking up the tab. Kurt, what do you think about that?
Well, I mean, this is just a trade-off on you know, it's like a tag team thing between the Bush administration and the Obama administration, the Clinton. Obama is just basically a regurgitation on the Clinton administration. They have their social policies, you know, their social, you know, and part of that is for the so-called liberals, if you want to use their the false right-left paradigm, is abortion or a choice, as they call it.
It's choice. It's not abortion. It's choice. Right. You know, I always thought, you know, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, when you look at abortion, look, you have a choice to kill something of your own flesh and blood or not kill something of your own flesh and blood. it's my belief that if your conscience was ruling your decision making process, you'd probably feel better about not killing something of your own flesh and blood.
Well, to them, it's tissue until it's born.
Yeah,
it's,
right.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you know, the viability argument. I'm going to make lots of people mad. Now, the viability argument. Well, it's not viable. It's not viable, so you can kill it. Well, guess what? It's not viable after it comes out either.
That's right.
So give me a break. That and the other argument, I love the other. It's the woman's body, and she should be able to do with it whatever she wants. Well, guess what? It's no longer just her body anymore. That argument is ridiculous.
Well, the whole agenda is pushed by Margaret Sanger and the, you know, Planned Parenthood and all of that for decades. It's part of the eugenicist agenda.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I you know, people that. I know abortion is the thing that really, you never bring up abortion. You know, it makes everybody mad. Because everybody's got some skeleton in his closet somewhere that they don't want to be reminded of. A lot of people are that way. And they just don't want to be reminded of it, and they take it personal. But, the Constitution says, or I think, what is it, the preamble says that we're supposed to establish this Constitution, to protect life and liberty of ourselves and our posterity. But what is our posterity? I think our posterity is those who are coming after us. Well, I think the Founding Fathers didn't mean there was a 9-month window where you could kill our posterity.
Right.
I don't think that they meant that. But, you know, what the heck, it's a woman's body and she can do whatever she wants. And government should butt out. You know, that's funny. Government should butt out of a lot of things, but this thing about killing a little guy that's going to be maybe president of the United States one day, who knows, if you just let things take their natural course, something wrong with that. That's all.
Right.
That's all.
Well, this is going to be pushed under the Obama administration. It's part of the, you know, the liberal agenda, so to speak.
Yes, it'll be change. It'll be change. When you pay the abortionist for however much he's paid to kill your baby, he'll give you some change, I guess. I don't know. Well, you want to take some phone calls?
Sure.
All right. We've got Leo in Massachusetts, our first caller on the Alex Jones Show today. Leo, are you there?
Hi. Thanks for taking the call. Would you say that abortion is a eugenicist wet dream, so to say?
Well, you know, it's a good way to get rid of those useless feeders before they ever start feeding, I guess.
That's right.
Actually, I take a kind of a midway position, and I get hammered by both sides. I think that after the second trimester, the fetus is viable outside of the womb and therefore should have full constitutional rights. I think before that, you're still a tag-along. You're an aspect of, rather than a separate individual. That's why, you know, it's a controversial position to take.
Oh, it is. It is. I disagree with you in a friendly manner. You know, I have the unique ability to disagree with people in a friendly manner. I don't sit there and yell and scream at them.
Because I'm partially in your camp, is what you're saying.
My deal there is, where do you draw the line? If you take this 9-month gestation period, you know, and you say, okay, let's draw a graph here. Okay, we're viable right here. We're not viable right here. It's okay to kill them at this point, but 24 hours later, it's not okay to kill them.
Yeah, I know the complexities you're adding into it.
My deal is the benefit of the doubt argument.
Right.
You know, and also I would like to interview the fetus.
Ooh. Right. You know, anyway, can I get back to Mr. Nimmo?
Sure, go right ahead.
I understand you were a graphics person before. Is this true?
Yes, I was.
And where did you live before you moved out west?
I lived in Chicago.
Oh, and the Zionists chased you out of there, huh?
No, they didn't chase me out of there. What makes you think that?
I heard you were getting certain threats by certain peoples.
Yes, I was. When I criticized Israel, I did get some pretty pernicious threats, but that's water under the bridge at this point.
Well, would you have stayed there if that hadn't happened?
No, that didn't have anything to do with it. I decided to move out of Chicago because, quite frankly, I was a web designer and the job market pretty much vanished in Chicago when the so-called internet bubble burst in the early 2000s, late 90s.
But hasn't web design been shipped out to India and China now?
Pretty much for larger corporations. I started working for local firms in southern New Mexico. So I got a job there, and I'm working for Alex Jones.
Great. Anyway, welcome to the club, and I'm glad you're hitched up with a good guy. I just think that I want Alex to do more of a NPR voice on a regular basis just to cool himself out and make fun of NPR. I think he could do both. But I worry about him getting a heart attack from just jumping around like that and freaking out.
Well, Leo, I tell you what, I want to thank you for the call. I'm going to let you go. I want to comment on that. I have known Alex since, I guess, November of 98 when he first came into my store. And that ain't going to happen. Alex is Alex, and what you see there is what you get. You know, and the guy, you know, what he projects is what he feels, and he's like a bull in a china closet, and it's not going to change. Now, he can do really good imitations and other voices and whatnot for fun, but what you see is what you get with Alex. People always love to criticize Alex because he's so in your face. But look where it's got him. The guy is the tip of the spear of the whole dadgum freedom movement in the United States, and people criticize him for it, right?
Exactly.
And like, okay, great, wonderful, criticize him for it, but you can't argue with success. You know, I'm sitting here in this studio, this state-of-the-art, fantastic combination radio TV studio. It's going all over the world, the millions of people. He's going to be rebroadcasting it 4 more times, I guess, or 5 more times or whatever before the next one pops up. You know, he's got all these websites with millions and millions and millions of hits. He's got all these documentaries. And by the way, you need to buy Alex Jones's documentaries. I got to plug Alex Jones's documentaries and the other ones that are on there too. For example, I think one of the best documentaries produced is Loose Change Final Cut. That's the one that Jason Burmes and Dylan Avery did and Corey Rowe. And that you can get on Alex Jones' website, Loose Change Final Cut. And one of the reasons why it's one of the best ones out there is because I'm in it. How about that? Shameless plug. You know, so that was a great one. Endgame's fantastic. I remember when one of the older films, 911 Road to Tyranny, came out. Absolutely. That was like a quantum leap in Alex's production ability. A just fantastic film about September 11th. You know, just Endgame, whatever. You name it. You go to Infowars.com and click on the shop button and buy some of Alex's stuff because they need the money to keep on doing this. And by the way, a few weeks ago, I was riding shotgun with Jason Burmes, and some caller called in and was griping about Alex Jones hijacking the freedom movement and the money aspect of it, and I just thought it was funny. You think all this stuff is cheap? You know, I'm lucky. My TV show is just pure volunteer. It's kind of like, you know, Alex is like a professional soldier in this battle, and I'm the militia. You know, I show up when I can. I got to go tend the store. But, man, I tell you what, you can't say enough good about Alex Jones. I hear so many people saying bad things about him. I guess, you know, when you're, what's the old expression? When you're over the target.
Over the target, you get the flak.
You get the flak. That's right.
Bob, I wanted to correct something that caller said. I didn't get threats when I was living in Chicago. It was after I was already in New Mexico that those threats for criticizing Israel started.
Well, you know, you're not supposed to criticize Israel. That's not. It's in the Constitution. It's the 11th commandment.
That's right.
It says, "Thou shalt not criticize Israel because they can do no wrong." You know. Now I went after them pretty bad on my show the last few weeks about what they've been doing in Gaza. You know, I mean, gee whiz, it's like, am I going to get in trouble for it? Can I say this? Can I say this on the air? You know, the Holocaust thing was like, you know, never, never, never again. We've heard that over and over and over again. But the little asterisk was, you know, except we can do it to other people, you know, just nobody can do it
right.
to us.
And that goes back to Obama as well. I mean, as part of his change, which is not change, is the policy in regard to Israel and what it's doing to the Palestinians has not changed under Obama. It's exactly the same.
Yeah. And there is no peace process, and there never has been one.
That's right.
Okay, we're going to go to a break now, and after the break, we'll be back with Kurt Nemo and phone calls. We got Chris in Mississippi and Gage in Florida and Ron in Arizona coming up on The Alex Jones Show.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days' worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
I did a bad, bad thing, too. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones. I don't have enough. We're going to be playing a video at the end of the show, so I'm going to be taking some callers real quick to be fair to the callers. We have Chris up in from Mississippi. Chris, are you there?
Hey, what's going on, man?
I'm doing all right. What's happening?
Oh, shoot, nothing much, man. I know Alex is probably listening to the show. I am a subscriber, and appreciate everything he's doing leading the movement. Now, One thing I wanted to call and ask about is, I don't know if you would have any knowledge or anything like that, but I've recently got a letter sent home from my son's school. He's in the government re-education camps. Unfortunately, can't afford to send him to a private school, but he had got a letter saying that they had tested him and he showed pretty high and wanted to give him a formal IQ test and throw him in some kind of gifted program. Now, my question about that was, is that more of a, have y'all run across anything saying that that's more of like a fast track toward the, you know, how they're re-educating our children? And, you know what I'm trying to get at?
Well, I don't know specifically. I do know, I guess it's school district to school district, really. And the more local control you have over a school district, the better off you're going to be there. I don't have any problem myself with, you know, smarter kids being able to, you know, explore their intellect in better environment than your average government control center. The question is your local school district, you know, having their strings pulled by the federal government, or are they really independent? Is it really an independent school district? I wouldn't think anything bad about that if the kid's smart. You know, plus if he's really smart, he might be able to figure out if they're trying to con him. Thank you for the call. I appreciate that. I got Gage in Florida up next. Gage, are you there?
Yes, here. I was looking on Northcom .mil, and at the bottom of it, it has Avon Flu. Now, I'm wondering why in the world would Avon Flu be on Northcom's site if it has something to do with the CDC? You know,
Kurt, do you have anything?
Well, it's not just the CDC. The military is involved in the avian flu as well. I mean, they have contingency plans supposedly to NORTHCOM has contingency plans for, you know, national emergencies related to natural disaster and outbreaks of contagious diseases. So that's probably why it's there.
Because what I'm wondering is, I mean, it may sound conspiracy theory, but, you know, with all this weird stuff that's going on now with, you know, camps arising up, you know, from FEMA. You know, I'm wondering if this whole emergency camp thing is, you know, going to be something like Avon Flu, where they're going to say, oh, everyone's got Avon Flu, they need to go to the camps. You know what I'm saying?
Well, there could be some sort of a contrived thing, but, you know, I don't deal in what I don't know, and I don't know. I mean, you put it in the category, I wouldn't put it past them, Kurt?
No, I wouldn't put it past them either. Okay. They have any number of contingency plans, I think.
Okay, Gage in Florida, thank you very much for the call. We're trying to move quickly through here. I got Ron in Arizona up next. Ron?
Good afternoon, Ron. Gentlemen. According to the Bible, just before the Lord Jesus Christ returns, it says there's going to be a world government, a world church, and a world economy. And if we're living in the last days, we should be seeing signs of that, just as Alex Jones, yourself, and others are talking about. The problem I have is, if this is all true, why aren't the pastors talking about the move to create a new world order? I've been in church for over 50 years, and I've only heard one pastor from the pulpit ever talk about it, and I've only heard a few on the radio and TV talking about it.
Well, I'll try to answer that question. Ron, thanks for the call. I'm guessing it's just because we hadn't reached enough of them yet, and they've been propagandized too much. We just need to work on the pastors. That's the deal, because the other side's definitely working on them. Tell you what, we're not going to take any more phone calls. I'm going to introduce something in the next segment. We've got a video of Alex Jones with a hip-hop artist by the name of KRS-One. They did a little video, and for the next coming out of the break, we're going to play this video that Alex shot with KRS-One, who is a, I don't know if he's a, what is he, a hip-hop artist? He's not a rapper. I guess there's some intersection there. I really don't know. And if we have any time at the very end of the show, we'll say goodbye. But for right now, Kurt and Emil, thanks for hanging in with us in this hour. And I may be back at the very end of the show to say goodbye. But this is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones. And Alex, I'm sure, will be back on Monday.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water store barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Your game is going to be playing for our children. I want our children to see this now. Because the president just got in with Brown. But in 4 years, will we still like him? In 8 years, are we going to still hype him? What if he said we got to go into Iran and kill 1 million people? Will you still be down with the man? You better wake up. Smell the coffee. This sort of radio station don't toss me. Me, when I'm on the microphone, I stand with people like Alex Jones. This is the I'm down with. I've never been about no government. I think for myself, speak for myself, teach myself, reach for myself. Hip-hop, you gotta do the same thing. Yo. Listen to me now, while I rap and sing. The new world order, just put on a black face. Americans, you are in the process of globalization. You are in the process of a new world order. Just because it has a black face don't mean a thing. Real politics is about the people. The people. The people. Study the Declaration of Independence. That's poetry. But the United States Constitution, that's law. Law to me. Listen to the truth. Kicking it from the deep. table before I leave tonight. I'm about to shine the light. 9-11 was an inside job. 9-11 was an inside job. 9-11 was an inside job. 9-11 was an inside job.
Yep, this is in my own words, the only words I got. First of all, the conversation we was having the other day was brilliant. I think it was very respectful of the fact of what America's feeling right now. What is most important is that we don't get caught up in emotional politics. As a black man in the United States, I can feel the emotion. I could feel the emotion of having a black first family in office. Like, for instance, Barack Obama, when we say a black person in office, we got to ease back because for the first time we really have an African American actually in office. To call him black is a disrespect to his mother, and I don't think that's fair. He comes from a biracial family, and that should be respected. I, more than anybody, am ecstatic over the fact that at least the racial barrier in the White House has been broken. But now let's get down with the truth. The truth. After we leave the emotionalism alone for a minute, what are we as Americans should be looking out for? How should we be getting prepared for what's about to come? Just because we have an African-American president doesn't mean that he's not going to continue the Bush agenda. I'm not dissing anybody, but a politician is a politician. And if I could say one thing to all people in the United States, it's this. America has broken its own rules, has broken its own laws. It's time for the citizenry of the United States to actually follow its own laws. If we stay steadfast to the Constitution, at least we won't be hit so hard with that global agenda. Here's what we were talking about the other day. If you really want to see what black governance is like, take a look at the mayors of major cities. When the cities were in power, we couldn't be the mayors. It's when the cities lost power, they put in black mayors. When the states had power, we couldn't be governors. But then when the states lose power, we got senators, governors, African-American senators and governors. Now the nation has lost power. The dollar has lost power. The world is global. Now you can get a black president because it doesn't matter. It's global now. So the real issue is this. Are you going to allow this system to tempt you into their prisons, into their job, into their psyche? Follow your purpose. This is what will defeat it all. If you're on your purpose, even death respects purpose. That's why I'm here. Because I'm on my purpose. You don't think they hear me every day? You don't think they hear Alex Jones every day? You don't think they just heard? You don't think the FBI was out there right now? But you know what? They can't do nothing to a person who stands with the truth. Because I forgot who said it, but I'll quote it. It's a saying that says, what a disadvantage it is to only be able to die for your country one time. The concept is this. Don't get caught up. I said it on stage. They put a black face on the New World Order, and now we all happy. KRS ain't buying it. I never been a voter. This year I voted. Why did I vote? Because I want to be able to critique. That's why I voted. I didn't vote for Bush. I didn't vote
for
my...
Well, you had to repudiate Bush. That's why I...
Yeah. Even if I voted for Bush, he still was going to be. If I didn't vote or did vote, he still was going to be the president. And this is the point. This is the point. If they controlled it before, what makes you think they're not controlling it now? The country was on a verge of revolution. They threw a black man up. Now we like this. Don't get caught up. Now I say this respectfully, because Barack Obama, I don't know the man. I don't know his agenda, but I know mine. Let's see if our agendas match. I stand with Dr. King. I stand with Malcolm X. I stand with the Black Panther Party. I don't know if my president can stand with that. But if my president frees Mumia Abdul-Jabbar, maybe he'll get my eye up. If my president can release political prisoners, maybe my eye will go up. If my president can stop ignoring police misconduct, maybe my eye will go up. But I'm not hopeful. And let me say this. Nature has a way of perfecting itself. This time, if they try to assassinate the president, I don't think it'll work. In fact, it may happen, but the ones who do it will finally be exposed. The concept is this. If Barack is true to the people, there will be some opposition. If there is opposition, we the people are the ones who are going to have to fight, not him. The real issue is, we used to say, which side are you on? Which side are you on? I'm not on the emotional side. I'm not on this black side, white side. I don't know what that is. I got black police officers shooting at me every day. I got black senators that want to keep me in poverty. I don't know what that is. But I know what the truth is. The truth come out of anybody's mouth. The truth don't have no color. The truth is that people are hurting. The truth is that they trying to turn us into China. The truth is we're in so much debt that the only way out is revolution or war. So now the question is, what side are you on? Everyone is pointing to Barack right now, President Obama, as saying, you got to get the economy together. You got to get the economy together. When in fact, the president has very little to do with the economy. It's the Federal Reserve chairman that at least sets the policy. The president can appoint, or the president does appoint the Federal Reserve chairman. But after that, that's a privately owned company, the Federal Reserve Bank. They set the agenda. What you said earlier about if their plans fail, they get to blame it on Barack. Barack is like the manager of Burger King. All presidents are, including Bush. It's like this. When your fries are cold, if your burger is not done right, you go back to Burger King, America, or your government, and you say, my burger's cold. I want new fries. The manager comes out. Or first, you go to the cashier. That's the courts. You argue to the courts. The courts, if you can't get no justice with the cashier, you say, let me see the manager. I want to go to the Supreme Court. I want to see the president. The manager comes out. Hi. What can I do for you? Now, the manager can override the decisions of the cashier. But you never get to see the franchise owner of Burger King. If you really have a problem with your burger, you need to go see the franchise owner and tell them the actual make of the burger coming out the factory is wrong. What you're sending to all these little operations is wrong. We need to go to the top. Or to the bottom. We need to go to where the real architecture of government is. And it's not in a president. It's in a global scheme to make the 99% work for the 1%. And the 99% are going along with it because they're tempting you with everything you want. In rap, a rapper named T.I. put a record out. He said, "You can have whatever you like." Americans love that. You can have whatever you like. That's the trick. Learn to live simple. They hate it. Learn to say, "I'm good. You can keep it." They hate it. Walk with God. Walk with law. And never give up your gun. Don't be tempted. And leave the emotionalism out of politics. You know when you should get emotional? When injustice happens. That's when your emotions should rise up. You saw what happened the other day at that BART station in Oakland? Injustice anywhere is injustice everywhere. Dr. Martin Luther King. For me, I feel the pain of suffering people. I don't know. It's just in me. I don't want to be like the German in Nazi Germany, watching people go off in droves. And because you have a comfortable house, because you got a Mercedes Benz and you're eating every day, it don't matter. Oh, just go on. When I was very little, I couldn't take it. My mother used to tell me about slavery. And for a long time, I thought I had a slave history. I used to think I came from slavery until I realized that all of America is an immigrant country. We are constantly being refreshed with new people, constantly. Slavery, I put it this way. The only way slavery could have existed in this country for so long, over 300 years, is because people went along with it. The law cannot work unless the citizens go along with it, good or bad. If the citizens stop adhering to their own good laws, they're unprotected. If the citizens stomp out or stop aligning themselves with bad laws, the laws go away. Liberty is not granted. It's taken. Freedom, it can never be given to you. It's in here. Even if somebody got you in chains, got you picking cotton, in your heart and your mind, if you know you free, you looking for a way out. Even as you pick it, you call me whatever you like, I know I'm free. You can't give me freedom. Now, the government can give you liberty, because liberty is about walking about a society freely.
Liberty when you're on the ship. Thank you.
Whoa. Can we shout out Jordan Maxwell real quick? We need to become free people again, not freed people. I'll say it again. We need to be free people, not freed people. Just because we have an emancipation procrastination does not mean that we are actually free. What makes you free is your declaration within that you are free. If somebody else can give you freedom, they can also take it away. When a lot of people were not free in the United States, Harriet Tubman was free. Frederick Douglass was free. Nat Turner was free. So the point of the matter is this. Are you free or have you been freed? Power looks for weakness. Power looks for weakness. If you stand in firm and you say, "I know the law, not just this law of the land or sea, but I know the law. I know that justice, I know that nature is just." And if you're unnatural, out of nature, imbalanced yourself, the real war is not me against you, it's endurance. I'm going to out-endure you. Ugh. The evil people trip themselves up trying to chase the righteous. It's when the righteous come out of their square and into their world and try to fight. Say no, just resist. Matter of fact, don't even recognize their authority. When you recognize their authority, it got you. They've been doing it to us for ages. You say whatever you like about black people being overrepresented in prison. You know I ain't with that at all. But the truth is, my own people are lost. I said the other day, Dr. Martin Luther King Boulevard. I just came here, there's a Dr. Martin Luther King Boulevard. In Harlem, there's a every city has a Dr. King Boulevard. If you go to the edges of those cities or even along the whole of the boulevard, what are black people doing on Dr. Martin Luther King Boulevard? We're selling drugs illegal. We're killing ourselves on Dr. King Boulevard.
Lead a superior life by drinking Superior Life brand ionized water. A couple of soft drinks each day, a few slices of pizza, last night's cheeseburgers. These acidic foods will make you tired, overweight, and cause numerous negative health problems in the short and long term. An acidic environment is created in the body, causing fuzzy memory and that all-day low-energy feeling. These are the early signs of your body telling you that it's not getting the proper care it needs. We are truly a junk food nation. Drinking ionized water will help you drop the weight, feel better, actually become hydrated, and can improve the quality of your life. It's all about the pH. Disease cannot thrive in an alkaline body. What can a Life brand water ionizer do for you? Call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601. Or visit us at SuperiorLifeWater.com. That's SuperiorLifeWater.com. What's in your water?
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Then they say, well, well, there's a movie called Black Panther, the Black Panther movie, where it has become American entertainment to show how the government put heroin in the black community to offset revolutionary organizations. This is American entertainment. Like, you could go to the movie, sit down, and be entertained by this. I find it amazing. History repeats itself. And every time it does, it goes up a little bit. We are back again. We're the abolitionists again. And this right here, this gathering right here is the true state of America, the true state of American history. We Africans in America, we were trying to get free. We couldn't get free on our own because our own people were betraying us. It was strong white American families that ran the Underground Railroad that would leave a lantern in the window, and we would run up, knock two or three times, and be let in. A lot of families were hung because of that, shot because of that. Yeah, we talk about Harriet Tubman, but the families, the white American families that risked their lives taking her in, that's the part of American history we need to hear again. Our main message, stop the violence. They want us to be violent. They want us to be enraged, angered. Peace is a revolutionary strategy. If you could just hold your peace, this is the center of endurance. And endurance is what wins wars. Not how many people you kill, but how long can you endure? George Washington lost almost every battle he had, but he endured. He out-endured the British. And that's how the battle was won. Endurance. So I'm saying, stop the violence. Stop the violence in your home. Stop the violence in yourself, meaning doubting yourself, hating yourself. Stop the violence in society. Police officers, I beg you, stop the violence.
Woo! I interrupted you earlier because I've got a Bart story. You heard the Bart story and I interrupted.
The Bart story. I was going to say that violence in society is not caused by the people. It's caused by the neglect of leadership. And the police are the number one cause of violence in society. They make the people jittery. They make the people insecure. Plus, if you look up what a police officer is in the Black's Law Dictionary, the only thing the police are supposed to be doing is keeping the peace. And they do not. So whose fault is it when you have violence in society? If you're paying taxes to have peace in society and moral justice, the police are supposed to be the epitome of morality. Our children are supposed to look at a police officer and see an example of what a citizen is. Not a theorem. So if our children don't even respect the police, how are they going to respect the law?
All right, that was KRS-One here, interviewed by Alex Jones recently right here in Austin, right near Martin Luther King Boulevard. That guy knows some stuff, you know that? That guy, he understands the big picture. Hey, listen, we're just about out of time on the Alex Jones Show. This is Bob Dacey, substituting for Alex Jones. If you want to go to my website, it's simpletruthonline.net, simpletruthonline.net. That's where they archive our local TV show here in Austin, Simple Truth, produced by Jeff Kentoff and Kelly Taylor. So I'm sure Alex will be back Monday, full of vim and vigor. And until then, this is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones. Take care and have a good weekend.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.